Hi, my name is Olawoyi Olamide Samuel, a crowned congenital performer. In this podcast, I will be taking your ears on a sensational journey of storytelling of popular and not so popular folk tales from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors. So let's take a tour to the moon for a tale. A long time ago, in a little village in ancient Yoruba land called Ajangbe, was a mystical iroko tree. This tree was famous for its magical powers. People would come from far and near to seek its blessings and ask for solutions to their problems. People would want riches, children, husband, blessings, good health, and so on would come to implore the tree for help. They would offer the powerful tree different things and sacrifice if the tree answered their prayers. The iroko tree was very kind and would grant their wishes. The people, in return, bestowed the iroko tree with various gifts like yams, priceless jewelry, expensive woven cloth, goats, and bags of cowries. Olurumbi was a beautiful young woman. So beautiful. But who, after several years in her husband's house, remained childless? She was ridiculed and scorned for her barrenness. She went to different powerful herbalists for help, offered a lot of sacrifices, baited the magical rivers, and drank a lot of special concoction. But the gods refused to smile on her. In those days, a child is believed to be the crown of a woman, and barrenness is seen as a shameful thing. Women would go to any length to conceive a child. Villagers would gossip and whisper about her behind her back. She slept around when she was a spinster. Her barrenness is a punishment from the gods. Olurumbi was tired of the gossips, sneers, and whispers. As a last resort, she decided to ask the iroko tree for help, as she has heard of its mighty powers. She journeyed several days to the Iroko forest. She climbed several mountains, crossed several rivers, and passed through many dangerous forests. But she was resolute and determined to get to the Iroko tree to tender her request. With earnest prayers in her heart that her mission be successful, so she could have a child to call her own and stop being an object of ridicule, Olurumbi journeyed on. When she got to the iroko tree, with tears in her eyes, she knelt and pleaded with the tree.
Mighty tree, I have heard of your mighty powers and your kindness. I have heard of your good deeds. Here I am, a woman in her prime with no child of her own. All I ask for is a beautiful child to love, to hold, and to call my own. Oh, help me.
The iroko tree was moved and it asked her what she's prepared to offer in exchange for a child. Olurumbi, caught up in the moment, pledged to return the child back to the iroko tree if her request was granted.
Iroko was so pleased with Olurumbi's offer because no one has ever offered that kind of sacrifice. It promised to grant her wishes and implored that Olurumbi keeps to her end of the bargain. With great joy in her heart, mixed with a little bit of doubt, Olurumbi returned home. Some months after, she, Olurumbi, became pregnant and gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. The child was so fair and beautiful that she named her Akponbikpore, which means the one with the skin as fair as palm oil. Akponbikpore grew up to be a delight to her mother and all around her. She was a beautiful child, full of spirit, and Olurumbi loved her so much. She was the apple of her eyes. Of course, Olurumbi did not forget a vow to the Iroko tree, but she could not bear the thought of giving up her beloved child. She hid the child away and would not allow her out of the house due to the fear that a powerful tree would see her and take her away from her. The Iroko tree was patient with Olurumbi, hoping she would come and fulfill her promise. When the powerful tree waited for a long time without seeing her, it got angry at her for not keeping to the end of their bargain, and the tree decided to go to her house and take the child. The spirit tree went to Olurumbi's house and took the child, dragging her away by her arms. Olurumbi was so distraught and pleaded with the tree not to take her beautiful child away. She offered the tree lots of cowries, goats, expensive woven clothes, yams, chickens, and everything she had in exchange for her daughter. "I will give you anything, anything you want. Please don't take away my child. Please don't take my child. Oh, you can take me instead. Oh, please, Iroko." But all our pleas fell on deaf ears. Olurumbi wailed and wept, offering a life instead of a child's. The Iroko tree replied sadly, "I never forced you to make the vow. You offered to give me your child. You made a promise. I kept to my end of the bargain, and now you must do that too. As you have laid your bed, so you shall lie on it. There is no use crying over spilt milk. Akponbikpore is mine." Olurumbi knew her fate was sealed. All she could do was watch and wail bitterly as her daughter was dragged away by the mighty Iroko tree. The villagers tried to console her all to no avail. As the villagers watched Iroko drag Akponbikpore away, they started singing.
Be
mine.
Since then, people sing the song to remind others of Olurunbi's story, who lost a beloved child as a result of a careless promise. The story of Olurunbi and Iroko teaches one to think deeply before making a promise, and never, never to make a promise one cannot keep. If you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. I will see you on the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by yours truly, Olawoyin Olamide Samuel, from Jamit.fm.